bright carriage you'll have to ride at your leisure. I'll make you my bride for your lots of Glenshee. Well, I don't care at all for your horses or carriages. I don't care at all for your bold quality, and I'd sooner be here in my own country, sir, feeding my flock on the hills of Glenshee. So don't tease me no longer, nor cause me to blunder, nor cause the folks all to wonder at me as they ride by me in their chariot and horses to hang their heads low at the Lass of Glenshee. Well, I took her lily white hand and I gently embraced her. At length she consented to come along with me. There's no one but you to step into my castle. My heart soon belonged to the Lass of Glenshee. Now long years have passed since we were united, since changes were brought, but it brought no change in me. My love is as pure as a rose in the summer. My heart is as white as the hills. The lark may forget to sing in the morning, bright Phoebe may forget to shine o'er the lea, but never will I, as long as I have my senses, forget to be
poem about the Catskill Valley. I sat one morn on the hillside. I gazed o'er the valley floor. The mist from the river was rising, and the birds sang on its shore. Around me stood the birch brush. The grass was green below. The old oak trees swayed in the early breeze as they bent their branches low. The wind blew the mist from the river as the sun peeked o'er the hill. The smell of the birch was a tonic as I sat and drank my fill. On the winding road in the valley, the cars like ants passed by. I wondered where all was going as from sight they passed on by. Down in the valley below me, a deer jumped rocks and stumps. As he sped on up the hillside, I saw a rabbit jump. I knew as I gazed o'er that valley, that early springtime morn, the place that is best in this old world is the valley where I was born.
My love is like a dewdrop setting out upon a thorn. Puts it on Sunday night, takes it off Monday morn. Carries love all in his pockets, little in his heart. He he stepped forward, he gave to me a rose. He thought that I'd accept it, but no, no, not I. Before I would accept of it, I'd lay me down and die. The next time that I saw my love, he asked me for the ring. He said that I deprived him of many a better thing. He said that I had served him as he'd served two or three. So I care no more about him. He may go far away. On many a cold winter's night, we sat together and chat. But little did I like him any the better for that. For his tongue it ran too nimble, and his watch it ran too slow. And many a time I gave him his hat and told him for to go. He may go home and tell his mother and set her mind at ease. For I hear she is an old woman, very hard to please. Talking ill of me, as they say she has done. Well, she need not fret herself, I wouldn't have her son. He is the son of a miser, I plainly understand. And I am the daughter of a poor, hard-working man. He may share his gold, but I'm sure he'll not with me. Good riddance of bad rubbish, he may go, farewell he. I hear he has a new sweetheart, he won her by a joke. He really thinks within his heart, he does me provoke. If he thinks that he provokes me, I'll plainly let him see that I can have a new sweetheart just as well as he.
Thank you. lonely dark and a stormy night. The snow was falling fast. Hey, mother and two darling babes came wandering through the blast. Was so piercing and so cold, the little one did cry, "Oh, mama, you must keep us warm, or we'll surely die." Look up, darling babes, tell me you will not die. Her mother's heart is breaking fast, and death to her is nigh. She covered up her little babes and knelt down in the snow, crying, "God of heaven, take us home. We're ready now to go." Toll all village bells, let all God's people know. Hey, mother and two darling babes did perish in the snow. Next morning when the sun come out, the snow was melting fast. Hey, mother and two darling babes were in one loving class. Hey, farmer heard the sad, sad news. It grieved his heart to know. Not 20 rods from his door, three perished in the snow. Toll the village bells, let all God's people know. Hey, mother and two darling babes did perish in the snow. All the walking and the talking and the walking of life, for to meet Martyr William, I'll meet him by and by. For to meet him is a pleasure, but parting to the grief. Unconstant lover, he worse than the peace. Peace will drive you and take all you have. An unconstant lover bring you to your grave. And the graveyard will consume you, and you'll molder to the dust. Only one man in 20 a young girl can trust. Now the cuckoo, she's a fine bird. She sings as she flies. Brings us glad tidings and tells us no lies. She will feed on small olives for to keep her voice clear. She will never sing cuckoo till the summer draws near.
Well, first I'd just like to say that it's a great honor for me to be here tonight with so many wonderful singers, and I only wish and I hope that when I'm 80-odd years old that I can remember as many songs as George Edwards can. I know all of us young folks have learned so much from people like him, and I only hope I can stick around here long enough to learn a lot more. Of course, this song is not from the Catskill Mountains, it's from the Cumberland Mountains, and it's about, as Norman told you, it's about a bear chase, so here she goes. If you listen carefully, you can hear the hounds baying. Each man, you see, can tell the particular way his hound barks, and he can tell by the way he barks whether they got the bear treed or not. Just right for the race, the old hound dogs are ready for the chase. The bears are bounding, the horns are sounding, over the trail that leads to the mountain, over the mountain, the hills, and the pound, and away the chase away.
rover, catch him, oh, the mountain hills and far away they chase away. Now listen, old crickety, get down the trail, it's a hot trail now. Up the holler, over the mountain. Boys, I think they got that bar treed, now listen to them bang.
Tell you what, you know there's no sense in my hollering my head off all by myself, and my main claim to fame anyway is that I could get people to sing with me, and this particular song is one that you all know, I think, and even if you don't know it, why, you can learn the chorus and sing along with everybody else. It's an old banjo tune about a little girl. That's right, her name is Cindy. She's so sweet the honeybees swarm around her mouth. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. Well, I see the kids know how to sing it, but for the sake of the grown-ups, maybe I might repeat the words. It says, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, I'll marry you someday. Let's try singing it again, this time everybody sing. Oh, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. Well, the first I seen Miss Cindy, she was standing in the door, her shoes and stockings in her hand, her feet all over the floor. Oh, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. She took me to the parlor, cooled me with her fan, swore I was the prettiest thing in the shape of mortal man. Oh, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you. She kissed me and she hugged me, called me Sugar Plum, throwed her arms around me, I thought my time had come. Oh, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. Could sew, I'd sew that gal to my coattails and down the road I'd go. Oh, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you some. And I wished I was an apple hanging on a tree. Every time my Cindy passed, she'd take a bite of me. Oh, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Cindy, Cindy, sounds good, let's do it once more. Oh, get along home.